Here's Evelyn Christensen.
To have to go to India and leave a brand new grandbaby, it's just more, almost more than I could handle sometimes. To lose my life for Christ's sake. But that's what it's been through all these years, losing my life for Christ's sake.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Wednesday, June 29th. Yesterday, we heard the beginning of a conversation between Nancy Lee DeMoss and Evelyn Christensen. As a young woman, she experienced the pain of losing four children. But she could look back with the perspective of an older woman and express thankfulness. She'll continue to do the same thing today. Here's Evelyn.
I was doing a radio broadcast, call-in broadcast from California, just a couple years ago. And somebody called in from the East Coast. And she said, Evelyn may not remember me, but I was a little girl when she was a pastor's wife, then in our second church. Mm. And she said, my mom and dad went through a real sorrowful thing because my sister, my little baby sister, died. Mm. And she said, Pastor Chris and Evelyn were on vacation. And they gave up their vacation to come back to be with my mother mm-hmm. and dad. Mm-hmm. And she said, I was this little girl, little toddler, about four probably. And she said, I watched my pastor's wife, Evelyn, come back and stand. The secret here is the little casket. You see, this isn't a miscarriage. This is a casket.
Right.
And she said, I watched Evelyn, mm-hmm. my pastor's wife, walk up to my mom by the casket. And all she did was take my mom in her arms. Mm. And she said, I don't remember that she said anything. Mm. But she held my mom, and she cried and cried with my mom.
And this was some years after
many years afterwards. But I knew God mm. said, if you're going to be a pastor's wife, you need to know. Your heart needs mm. to understand. Mm. And I held that member of my church. She was a member of my Sunday school class. And I held her in my arms, and we just wept together. Mm-hmm. That woman calling in the radio station said, I said to myself when I watched that happen, when I get big enough, I want to be like that, mm-hmm. if that's what a Christian mm-hmm. is. Nancy, one of our missionary friends, they lost their little Kenny, and it was in Ethiopia, and we went to visit, and she was bitter. All I know is that I knew how she felt, mm-hmm. and I stood there with her, my arms around this little missionary wife, and we prayed, and we cried. Mm-hmm. That's all we did. Mm-hmm. And from that day on, she was okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody who understood had walked arm in arm with her. That's what Romans 8:28 is. Evelyn is for your good.
Nancy, but not just for your good.
But for her good,
ultimately,
too.
For the good.
Yeah, and that's that beautiful, is it 2 Corinthians 1?
Chapter 1.
Yeah, where God comforts us with a comfort, but that we can comfort other people with a comfort whereby we have been comforted. Mm-hmm. And if we have never gone through the comforting, and by the way, if we've never accepted it and never let God change us in our trials, mm. then don't try to change somebody else. There's nothing that is more aggravating than you're going through a trial than to have somebody who thinks they know what you're going through and they don't have a clue. But God comforts us so that we can comfort those who are in like circumstances. And I believe with all my heart that that's the reason God chose to train and prepare me. Not every pastor's wife goes through this, but that was part of my training. And I have found in my whole round the world tours mm-hmm. that I've taken all over the world in training, women are like all over the world. They all lose babies. And for a while, I got tired of starting back there mm-hmm. at the beginning of where I really learned to pray mm-hmm. in my relationship with the Lord in Romans 8:28 and everything. And finally, people would say to me, Evelyn, don't start teaching where you are now. Please start teaching where we are now, mm-hmm. where you were then. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that, to go back where they are. And that's extremely important. It's not so much what you say, but they know. They can feel if you feel they're hurt. And that's extremely important. You don't have to be a pastor's wife. You can be anybody. We all have those we mentor. We all have those who look up to us for security, who come running to us when things hurt. Every woman has that. Every man. That this is something that God has called us to do as Christians, to be that support. But you don't understand unless you've had some hard things first.
And of course, you couldn't see all that 50, 60 years ago,
oh, no.
What God was making, how he was refining. You know, one of the things I love and admire about you, Evelyn, is your tenderness of heart. In fact, I remember years ago hearing you say in a conference where you were speaking and I was in the audience, I wrote it down and I came across those notes again recently, where you said that hardly a night goes by that the Lord doesn't wake you in the middle of the night and that you weep and pray for the lost. And I heard you say that, and I couldn't even, I'll tell you honestly, I could not begin to relate to that heart. And I've thought, as I've even again this week had the chance to connect with you, and I've thought, where does this come from? This tenderness, this compassion, these things that I want to be true in my own heart toward the Lord and toward others. But this is all part of the writing of that book in your life.
I mean, what God has allowed in my life.
Yes.
I mean, God had to allow those hard things, and I believe he even sent some of them. And you go through all the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. God sent hail. God mm-hmm. sent the drought. I mean, God does these mm-hmm. things, but he does it for a reason. And the wonderful part about this is now that I'm 80, and it's been true for quite a few years now, I can look back, and I can see Romans 8:28. That God is working out everything for my good because I'm called according to his purpose. Now, when I was 23 and God gave me that verse at my second miscarriage, I had to take it on absolute faith. Absolute faith. There was no track record. I didn't know. I just had to say, all right, Lord, I believe you and I will take this on faith. And I have lived that verse. My children, my husband will tell you, I live that verse.
Mm-hmm.
But the wonderful part is, Nancy, as we get older, the joy of unshakable faith in God has come when the hurricanes have, and God's protected me from a hurricane over the Caribbean, and he's from a bomb that fell right after I had left the place in Belfast where I was speaking and things like that. This is that unshakable faith. You look back and you say, he did it, he did it, he did it. He did it. I have one of the most precious gifts from God, and it's an unshakable faith. My mother had it. I watched her through a very difficult life. My father was unfaithful. He was everything that he shouldn't have been till he finally found Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
She had unshakable faith in God. She never wavered, and I have a gift from my mother. This is a heritage that is a very precious thing to me.
But you didn't start with unshakable faith. You're saying it developed.
I started with
over the years.
Just that faith, mm-hmm. because faith is not knowing what's going to come. You trust God. You have faith in God.
When you can't see.
When you can't see. But when you get my age and you look back, there are some things you know. And this is something I know. I know how he keeps his promises because of who he is. Getting old is one of the greatest gifts God could ever give to anybody. I am, of all women, most blessed. I've said this many times. I don't deserve it. And all he's wanted was my empty self saying, Lord, I want your will. And it hurts. It's just almost more than I could handle sometimes to lose my life for Christ's sake. But that's what it's been through all these years, losing my life for Christ's sake. But the great thing is, it sounds like it's all loss. It's not. The one Easter, I was trying to lose my life for Christ's sake. Chris missed me upstairs, and I was down weeping at the old green chair. He came down, and he said, what's wrong? And I said, I'm writing this book, and I'm trying to lose my life for Christ's sake. And he said, well, if you ask me, I think you have already done 99% of it. And I said, if I have, This 1% with which I'm wrestling is one huge 1%. And I was weeping. It was Easter morning. I never made it that morning. And finally, I was going up to Ottawa, Canada for weekend meetings. And the night before, up there in the hotel, I said, Lord, I obviously can't handle this whole thing all at once. I said, Lord, just this weekend, let me completely lose my life for Christ's sake. And I was in this process of emptying myself of what was wrong and surrendering. But you know, the exciting part about God is he doesn't leave you in the emptying process. He lets us get that done. But the most amazing thing happened. There was a sweetness and I don't know what it was. It was good. It was just the Lord.
It's the resurrection side of the cross, isn't it?
It's the other is the giving, the hard side. But the joy on the other side. I mean, I was so filled with some kind of joy and excitement.
That makes me think of Jesus, who for the joy
that was set before him, endured the cross. And that's
the problem
what it was.
Is we're trying to get off the cross.
Yeah, see, that isn't it at all.
And Jesus went through the cross and then the resurrection.
See, that's it.
And I wonder if so many times we don't experience that fullness of joy because we're not willing to go through the cross.
Oh, I think almost always. Mm. And that's what it takes so often in my life, has taken in my life, going through the hard things. But the joy that comes in the morning is absolutely awesome.
But it's a morning after a night of weeping.
Oh, yes. The joy, the sweetness, the warmth, secure with him. It was the most awesome experience. And it wasn't my last one. There have been other times when I've given up, and he always comes back with more of him when there's less of me.
That's Evelyn Christensen talking with Nancy Lee DeMoss about God's ability to sustain us when we have nothing left to give. We'll hear more from Evelyn tomorrow, but we still don't have time to play this entire interview on the air. If you'd like to hear the complete conversation between two wise, godly women, you can order it on CD by calling us toll-free. The number is 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. You can also order online at reviveourhearts.com. If you're going through the type of situation Evelyn has been describing, something that can help us is to focus on the promises of God. That's why we'd like to send you a booklet called Promises to Live By. It lists helpful promises from Scripture to help your faith to grow. It's our gift to you when you make a donation of any size to Revive Our Hearts. Just ask for Promises to Live By when you send your gift to Revive Our Hearts, Box 82500, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68501. You can also ask for it by phone at 1-800-569-5959. I hope you can be back with us tomorrow to hear from our guest, Evelyn Christensen, on Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is a ministry partnership of Life Action Ministries, Back to the Bible, and Family Life Today.